Inspirational women are increasingly popular in the news and media, but many go unheard and their stories are never told. Women to Watch with Susan Rocco captures the stories of many women who truly make a difference. Women to Watch is the vehicle for developing new leaders, encouraging younger generations, and in building self-esteem for future entrepreneurs.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Women to Watch here on WWDB AM 860. My name is Sue Rocco, and I'm in the studio today with Ashvini Mashru. And Ashvini is the owner and founder of Wellness Nutrition Concepts here in Philadelphia. And she is a registered dietitian. She is a personal trainer, and she's also a certified coach. Welcome to the studio, Ashvini.
Hi, Susan. Thank you.
I'm glad that we finally got you in here to talk all about your business.
Wonderful. It's a great opportunity, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Ashvini and I have met through a wonderful women's networking group here in Philadelphia, Femfessionals. Yes. And before we talk about your business and your devotion to wellness and exercise and nutrition, I wanted to tell the listeners a little bit about you and your years growing up in India, because it wasn't until a little bit later in life that you came to the United States.
Yes. So I came to the United States very young, when I was 22. And before that, I grew up in India with my parents and my brother. So my dad was in the Indian military, so Indian Army. And he's I didn't grow up in one city. We were traveling all over India.
Oh, okay.
So my dad moved, we moved. And that's how I did my schooling.
Yes.
Every few years we were moving. And that's how I grew up with my dad, my brother, and my mom.
Yeah, the
all four
of
us.
That's hard, you know, moving around every couple of years. So what is school like over there?
It's basically the same as here, except I just had to move every few years and change friends, change houses, change cities.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made me so, I would say I like to take on challenges, because I don't know what's in future, and I just jump in
right. And
just take it as it comes. So
yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why I like to just take it as it comes.
Yeah.
Just
flexible.
Be positive, flexible, and be positive. Yeah.
Yeah. So what types of activities were you involved in when you were younger?
Well, when I was younger, they have tennis, but I was not a tennis player. I was a badminton player. I was involved in arts and culture, so Indian dance, Indian culture. So I did that as my after school activities. So that's most of the time I was just studying. So and that's basically it. Yeah. So arts, culture, dance, and I played badminton in India. So that's what I did.
And your mother, did she work outside the house?
My mom was a school teacher, so
uh-huh.
but she was always home. So my brother and me, we all were in the same school. So my mom used to teach at the same school where we were a student.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And so she was always home for us. And then after a few years, she probably stopped working. And she just wanted to be home for us.
Yeah. Now, your family is still in India.
Yes.
Is that correct?
All of them are in India. My brother's married. He has a little boy now. And
mm-hmm.
Yes, they're still in India.
And do you get back to visit often?
I do. I try to do it at least once a year, if not, twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying twice a year. It gets expensive. But once in 2 years or around that, try to go there. Whenever I go there, I just love going there.
I bet. Yeah,
yeah.
It's home.
Yeah,
right?
It's home. But then again, this is home too now.
Right,
so
right.
I'm like, so I have two homes now.
You do. Now, you didn't come here to the United States until you were 22.
I was at 22 when I came here, yeah.
Yes, and you got a master's at Immaculata?
I had a bachelor's in nutrition from
mm-hmm.
India. And then when I came here, I started with Immaculata, and I got my master's in nutrition from Immaculata, and I did my internship to get my RD, my registered dietitian credential. And that's, I did it through Immaculata.
Okay. So how did you actually come to settle in this area from India? Was that through meeting your husband?
Yes, so I met my husband, we got married, and I just came here. And my husband's family lives in South Jersey, so Philadelphia, South Jersey area. And my husband was doing his residency back then mm-hmm. when we got married at Hahnemann. So we lived closer to, we actually lived right down the street on City Line, where I can't remember, it was Overbrook train station. Mm-hmm. So that was our first apartment together as a married couple. And when I was a student going to Immaculata, I used to take the train from Overbrook train station to Paoli train station, then change to a bus that took me to Immaculata, which is in Chester County. So I did all of that.
You're very independent.
So I was like, I need to figure myself how to get myself to school. So, yes, I did that. So this is how we ended up here.
Yeah. And I'm always amazed by that because I grew up in this area and I'm still in this area and I haven't really traveled that much. When people come from other countries to the United States and they settle and they get acclimated and, you know, you have to have some independence to be able to do that.
Exactly. And when I came, I started from scratch. I didn't know how to drive, obviously dressing differently. I knew English. I mean, India, they teach English, mm-hmm. but, you know, it was different because the accents are different. People were, it was difficult understanding people and their English because mm-hmm. it was a different accent, and I had to get used to their accent, and I had to learn everything from scratch, and that's what I did the first year. I just, you know, started to get adjusted and put myself through school and figured, you know, I just had one goal. I need my master's and I need my RD, and that was it. And
yeah.
And that's how I started.
Yeah, but it's a big cultural difference.
It was very big cultural difference. I never went outside India all my life. This was my first time when I got married and I came to the United States. It was a big cultural difference, very difference in culture, thinking, way of life, mm-hmm. lifestyle, and which I had to get used to. I just had to take best of both worlds, you know, so take best of what India has to offer and what this country has to offer and just combine it and make a lifestyle of my own. Right. And that's what I do today.
So your interest in wellness and nutrition, is that something that you had as a young girl, or have your aspirations changed throughout the years?
I always wanted to. So I've always been a health nut. So into fitness, nutrition, and that's where I started my bachelor's in nutrition. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to do something to change, to touch people's lives and transform their lives. For the better. And I thought, what better way to do it than do something with health and wellness?
I'm curious to know, is there a focus in India on health and wellness like there is in our country? There seems to be, I would say, within the past 20 years, a huge surge of information about health and nutrition. In India, is it just practiced, or is there also that type of education and focus on it?
There is, so the education, are you mentioning like formal education or?
Just people like you where there's coaches and nutrition, mm-hmm. nutritionists rather, that are teaching the population about health and wellness.
Yes, so there are dietitians in India mm-hmm. and they educate and empower people with health and wellness. And there's a lot of information out there, even in India as well, and myths and, you know, what's right and what's good to do. So, yes, there's a lot of people out there who want to know about health and nutrition in India as well. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're dietitians and jobs out there for dietitians as well.
Yeah, because the diet is obvious. Can you tell me a little bit about the food?
Indian food is mainly, most Indians are vegetarians, although I'm not a vegetarian, but most Indians are vegetarian. And it's basically lentils. You'll have whole wheat. We call it rotis or Indian naans or rotis. Or parathas, then there'll be a vegetable dish, and we also have a yogurt dish called raita. So that's basically, so a dal, a sabzi, it's the vegetable dish, the whole wheat bread, and then the yogurt raita. So that's an Indian meal.
That's
a typical Indian meal.
And it sounds very balanced and nutritious.
It's yeah. nutritious because there are lentils, there's vegetables, there's whole wheat bread, there's the yogurt, the milk component. So most meals are vegetarians. Most Indians, like as I mentioned, are vegetarians. People who are non-vegetarians will eat meat, like, say, once in a week, you know. So during the week, most people eat meals that are lentil and vegetable-based.
Right. How about the food? You know, we have a significant amount of processed food in, mm-hmm. in this country, right? There's a lot of things that come out of boxes. Mm-hmm. And is that also accessible in India, or is there
not
less of it?
Not much. It's yeah. not much. First of all, processed food, yes, there is. I wouldn't say there is not, but it's expensive to buy processed food in India. It's easier and cheaper to buy lentils and fresh vegetables and whole grains
yes.
and just make your own meal from scratch.
Yes. So it's and easier to do. And that's the same here as well.
Yeah, and yeah. that's actually healthy to do. I mean,
right.
So people in India do buy processed foods because, you know, the culture, Western culture is coming to India as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's since it's so expensive, people don't tend to buy that
yeah.
as much.
Which is good.
Which is actually good.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. So what was your first job out of Immaculata?
Wow. My first job out of Immaculata, I remember I was pregnant with my first child, and I was a clinical dietitian at the hospital where I finished my internship. So back then it was the Montgomery Hospital, which is in Norristown. Now I think they broke it down, or they call it the Temple Hospital. So back then that was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I still remember. So that was my first job. And
you, by the way, people can't see you, but you still look 22 to me.
Yeah, well,
and that must be your way of living that's keeping
well,
you so young looking.
That's the secret of my food.
Yeah.
I call it feel fat through food.
Right.
Yeah, so I was pregnant back then with my kid and my first daughter, and that was my first job as well.
Yeah.
So I actually didn't continue with my first job because obviously I had her.
Right.
And then
and did you take time off?
And I took time off just to take care of her. And then within the year, I had another daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stayed home for a few years for them. So
right.
I just wanted to enjoy them and take care of them.
Yes.
And then start after, you know, that was not my priority then, going back to work. I
right.
just wanted to stay at home for them.
And how old are the girls today?
So today, my oldest will be 10 in a few months, and my youngest will be 8 in next month. So 10
eight
and 8.
And 10.
Yeah.
yeah, so they can do things for themselves now.
Yes,
and
yes. they're very independent, which is nice.
Right.
I can, you know, get their help. They help me around the kitchen. They help
right.
me clean up, which is nice now. So it's getting easier. Yes.
Yeah, little workers are always good.
Yes, I make them work.
Right. And what types of activities are they involved in? Do they play sports? Are they into the arts like you were?
So my oldest doesn't like sports.
Yeah.
She's very, she likes dance and painting and arts.
Mm-hmm.
So something similar like
creative.
Mm-hmm. And my youngest likes to play soccer. And she's more of a tomboy. She likes to do more outdoor activities.
Right.
So she's into that. Soccer is her favorite sport.
Right. So you get to enjoy both sides.
Yes. Yeah, so they are both different, but I get to enjoy both personalities. Yes.
Right. So tell me about what year was it that you decided to start your own business?
Well, it
How
was
long have
2012.
You been in business? 2012. So not that long ago.
2012. Yes.
Yeah.
About a year and a half ago.
And, you know, we talk a lot in here about starting businesses, you know,
mm-hmm.
entrepreneurs, women on their own, having an idea and starting a new business. What was the very first thing you did to get started? Did you reach out to someone else for help, or did you start right away with your network and connecting with people that you already knew to coach?
So you're saying, what did I do to start building a business?
Yes. What are some of the first steps that you took?
Well, obviously, a group of registered dietitians. I'm on a listserv for a group of registered that connects dietitians in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I started asking for their help, how to start a nutrition business, how to be a nutrition entrepreneur. And most of them, surprisingly, are leaving hospital jobs and starting their own nutrition businesses because of its flexibility, and they can be their own boss and they don't have to, you know, be at a hospital at 6:30 in the morning. So
right.
they started supporting me and started giving me ideas and started giving me tools to put my business together. And
mm-hmm.
that's how I started. So when I started And I still have their support today. So if I have a challenge, you know, I will go back and ask them. So I have a business coach right now who I work with.
Right.
She's
mm-hmm.
also a registered dietitian. And that's where I started. I started with her, and she tried to obviously educate me and gave me the tools to how I can hone in with my expertise, you know, just have just focus on one, you know, like how I focus on busy moms.
Yes,
and
right.
That's my focus.
Yes, and that's great, because we were talking before the show about, you know, there's such information overload today in the area of nutrition and diet and wellness and exercise. And I think it's good to take to be expert in one particular area. And you are focused on moms, busy moms, trying to help them really figure out how they can be doing all the jobs that they're doing as a mother and a wife,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes working as well outside the house,
mm-hmm.
and stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you, what are some of the top things you talk to moms about as far as their nutrition? Maybe some of the first easy steps that they can do before they get into that full program
right.
that you teach?
Well, first of all, and this is from my own experience, because I was a stay-at-home mom. Now I'm a working mom, and that's why I like to help other moms as well. That most moms, first of all, don't take care of themselves. They are always putting themselves in the back burner and taking care of their kids and their husband or their spouses, and their health and wellness is never in the picture. And I did that too as well, and obviously I was unhappy because, you know, I couldn't take care of myself, and I was just taking care of everybody else. So what I tell moms first is to make their health and wellness a priority, because it's very important, and that's the first thing you need to realize, so that you can be a good role model for your kids and you can be happy. And once you're happy, you're going to make your kids and your family happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing you need to realize, is to start taking care, take charge of your health.
Right.
And once you do that, it's not about changing. You don't need to be on a diet, or it's not about changing your whole, you know, going, following somebody's diet, or XYZ did this diet, I want to do that as well, or I want to look like somebody else. It's not about that. Just see who you are and what fits your lifestyle. Just one small change, and that's all you need to do, and mm-hmm. start from there. And that's what I tell all my moms.
So do you do a type of assessment first,
mm-hmm.
when you meet a potential client, because everyone has different needs?
Exactly.
Nutritionally.
It's so my assessments, I do assessments on all my clients, and that's why my nutrition counseling is so personalized. So it's one size doesn't fit all kind. It's very personalized, you know, it's very customized. So for something like you wouldn't work for somebody else.
Right.
So there's so many different aspects I need to take into consideration. Obviously, what your medical background is, what your medications are, what supplements you're taking, what your lifestyle is, what your eating habits are, what your exercise patterns are, what your blood levels look like. So I need to take that. And that keeps changing every few weeks, every few months. It changes. And especially if you're on medications and supplements, that's something that you need to take care of, and that's why it's very individualized. It's not, so it's very personalized for everybody.
So it kind of borderlines on medical when you talk about, you know,
exactly.
How do you do that? Do you have them go to their doctor for physicals, and then you address the results?
Yes. So that's how I started getting. That's how I my training was based, getting more clinical. It's towards more clinical and scientific background.
Mm-hmm.
That's the background I have. Yes, and I before they start with me, they have to get a blood work done, so I can start from there.
Yeah,
gives me a base.
It's so very close to, you know, to medical. You know, nutrition is mm-hmm. and exercise. And did you ever consider going into medical, becoming a nurse or even a doctor?
I did think that
yeah.
when I was looking into different fields. I don't think I can be a doctor or a nurse.
Okay, well, you
need a special person to do that.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay,
and we will be back with Ashvina Mashru.
It's really tough for an everyday investor to find honest, personalized investment advice. Some brokers only push the latest hot stocks, and some financial advisors won't even return your phone call unless your account is worth $500,000. That's where the Mutual Fund Store comes in. It's where you talk with your local advisor, someone you can meet with face-to-face, not somebody wearing a headset 1,000 miles away. And your Mutual Fund Store advisor will work with you to design an investment plan to help you get where you want to be. From day one, our advisors track your funds to make sure they're still right for you. Not everyone in the investment business can say that. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more, visit MutualFundStore.com or call the Mutual Fund Store now in East Norriton and Cherry Hill, 877-239-8330. That's 877-239-8330.
Hello?
Hi, Kelly. It's Sue. Are you and Joe going to the kids' game after school today?
No, we are stuck in traffic again on our way to the hospital for Joe's IVIG infusion. As usual, we will be at the hospital all day and won't be home in time. This is really becoming a problem with our work and family commitments.
Hey, my friend's son receives his infusions at home with Walgreens. You know, they are not just a retail pharmacy. Walgreens has a national home infusion program. He used to miss school, but now the Walgreens nurses see him at home after school.
Wow! Infusions in the comfort of our own home?
Yes. Walgreens expert infusion nurses and pharmacists are available 24/7 to provide safe, one-on-one clinical support around your schedule. Talk to your doctor and call Walgreens Infusion Services at 877-974-4844 or go to womentowatch.net for complete details.
We will, if we ever get out of this traffic, hearty har har. We can't wait to have these infusions at home with Walgreens. Thanks. Be well.
Have you ever wondered about the magic of Paris? Traveled there before? You haven't experienced Paris until you've traveled with us. I'm Chloe Johnson, the owner of CJ Tours. I became hooked on the mystique of all things Parisian after just one visit to the City of Light. CJ Tours, a travel, fashion, and product company, provides an experience unlike any other when it comes to exploring the hidden gems of Paris. We connect you with boutiques off the beaten path. We provide the opportunity to go behind the scenes with some of the most celebrated designers Paris has to offer. You can even purchase one-of-a-kind French pieces as mementos of your trip, or ask us to source that special piece just for you. CJ Tours and our unique products are designed to provide that Parisian je ne sais quoi and allow you to experience Paris like never before. To learn more, contact me at Chloe Johnston at cjshoppingtours.com or simply visit chloejohnston.com for more information.
Are you looking for assistance with your IT demands? Would you like to know that the people you hire have your best interest at heart? InSource is one of the region's most distinguished and fastest-growing technology firms in the Philadelphia area. Their only concern is to deliver your business long-term success to avoid reacting to daily crisis. Recognized as a top employer of IT consultants, they thrive on helping their clients exceed expectations. InSource delivers reliable and effective solutions to the technology needs of both small and large businesses as well as nonprofits, and does so with the goals of your business in mind. With over a decade of recognized success, InSource provides its clients with both IT staffing needs as well as putting highly qualified project teams together. InSource is also a partner of ServiceNow, the fastest growing software company in the country. Contact InSource today at 610-592-0800 or visit their website at insourcenow.com to find the quality help you need.
When you are shopping, do you chuckle at the one-size-fits-all tags? Well, wealth management should not take a one-size-fits-all approach either. Companies offer different products and services for women, and they should. All women are different. Your plan should be as unique and personal as you are. So why are you still following your one-size-fits-all financial advisor? Financial advisor Liz Barker of RBC Wealth Management understands this. Her area of expertise is women in transition and being retirement ready. Call Liz Barker, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management at 484-530-2806. Again, that number is 484-530-2806, or visit her online at www.lizbarker.com to schedule your complimentary custom wealth management plan today. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Women to Watch here at WWDB AM 860. Again, my name is Sue Rocco, and I'm sitting down today with Ashvini Mashru, which is such a beautiful name. I love to say that.
Thank you.
Ashvini is the owner and founder of Wellness Nutrition Concepts, and she is basically a nutritionist. She has a master's in nutrition, and before the break, we were talking about the things that she helps her clients with. And I guess a question I had for you is, if somebody was to contact you today for the first time, what does it look like for them to go from step one to getting into a regular routine of being healthy and on the right diet?
Right. So what when someone calls me, what I usually do is sit down with them and do a discovery session with them to see how ready they are to even start working with me, you know, because if they're not ready, it's not going to get anywhere for either me and for them as well. Mm-hmm. So they have to be ready and motivated. So I kind of walk them through a series of questions to see where and how ready on a scale of 0 to 10 they are, or how important it is for them to start changing their lifestyle at this very moment.
Right.
Then I ask questions like, how motivated are you to start doing it at this very moment? And then I also ask questions like, why do you want to do this right now?
That's a
why
good question.
Now?
Why?
You
yes,
know,
yes.
Why now and why not in 5 years from now, or why not 5 years ago? Why
right.
now?
Right.
So that's, I need to get into the why of it. So once we get into the why of it, it's surprising that there are things that come out from somewhere sitting inside them. And it's interesting to hear that. So, you know, I mean, it's not enough for them to say, I want to lose weight or feel good for my wedding. Okay, well, that's good. But then what after the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
What do? Go back to being a square one, you know, what you were doing? Well, that's not the why. If the why is,
it's
okay.
It's never good for
yeah,
one event. To,
that's not,
yeah,
it's not.
Change,
so
yeah,
lifestyle, it has to be forever, for your whole life. You mm-hmm. know, if somebody says, I want to lose weight because I want to feel good about myself, I want to be a good role model for my kids, or I want to be a good role model for my grandkids so I can play around with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the why. I mean, if somebody tells me I want to get into my wedding dress, that's probably not a, you know,
it's a temporary why.
It's a temporary why.
Yeah.
So I tell them, you need to sit back, kind of think what you, you know, gather your thoughts and see why you want to do this right now, what your motivators are, what your support systems are, what your strengths are, because that's what we're going to need, because you need, you know, if we're going to take your strengths and use it through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of walk them through those series of questions.
So how emotional barriers are probably a big piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. Yeah. Emotional barriers. And most women kind of it's a challenge for a lot of women. Emotional
yeah.
barriers. And then again, most people don't have the support system as well. You know, it's hard to make a lifestyle change if you don't have the right support system in your house.
If you're a single mother, for instance.
Exactly.
Yes.
And if you're a single mother running around, you don't have a good support system. You know, like a husband or spouse or even a friend to support you through your ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging.
Yeah. Tell me your thoughts on, I want to talk about nutrition for
sure.
a few minutes, because the foods that are out there that we're eating and that are available to us, there's a lot of stuff that's not good. And how do you kind of weed through that? For instance, when you go and you do your food shopping
mm-hmm.
and you see things that you know might taste good, but you know you're not supposed to buy that. What? How do you change your mindset, especially for people that have grown up with the foods that we have in our country
mm-hmm.
that we know are really not the best for us? How do you keep that mindset and reach for the vegetables and the fruits and stay on track?
Well, so it's all about education, I feel. You know, I like to educate all my clients about, okay, these are the recommendations. This is how, you know, obviously when I take my clients grocery shopping, I give them the tools. These are the, you know, tools And I will kind of walk them through the process of how a grocery shopping looks like.
Do you physically go with them and take them?
Yes. Okay, that's one of the services that I offer for my clients. Mm-hmm. And I'll physically go with them and kind of give them a tour of the grocery store. So it's basically going around the outside aisles, around the corners, you know, where the fruits and vegetables and the milk and then the whole grain breads, and then you kind of come out. Don't go in the middle aisle.
Don't go in the middle. That's a great tip. I mean,
yeah,
really,
so it's basically
that's where all the junk food is.
That's where the processed food is.
Yeah.
And so it's all about educating them that, look, if we start just going around these aisles and skip the middle aisles, and, you know, I just give them recommendations. And guess what? If people are really motivated to take care of their health and wellness, I mean, they're going to take those recommendations and make full use of it. So that's how I'd start with them.
And do you work with them for recipes? Do you offer recipes?
Yes. So if they are looking for some recipes, recommendations, what can I put instead of this? You know, I offer them that as well. So meal planning tips, I offer them that as well. So I do have a meal planning service on my on my website right now that they can just subscribe to, and they'll get awesome recipes for weekly dinners, and a grocery list will already be made for them. All they just have to do is click, 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 and then your list will be made. They print out that list, go to the grocery store, they buy that. Obviously, they have to come home and cook, but, you know, that's the part they have to do.
Yeah. You don't become their personal chef.
I don't do personal chefing.
That would be
grocery shopping.
Right. That would set you apart. You know, is there different levels that people can work with you? In other words, are there different programs?
Yes.
Okay. So there's not one set way that you work with everyone.
Mm-hmm. No, no. I like to see what their goals are.
Right.
And depending on their goals, I recommend programs for them that are available with me right now. So for example, if there is a 20-pound weight loss goal, I would recommend a different program for that person versus a 40-pound weight loss goal, because that's two different goals. And then I have to take into consideration if they have diabetes or hypertension or cardiovascular disease. So that is going to be a very different approach than just somebody who's just trying to lose weight and is healthy but just trying to lose weight versus who's trying to lose weight but also has cholesterol issues, diabetes. So those two different, very different approaches.
Yeah. What is your biggest challenge, would you say, on a daily basis with your clients? What is one of the toughest things to kind of break through with them?
I would say just keeping them on track, you know, and, you know, like I do those weekly phone calls to check in them on them. So just so that they can stay on track. Hey, how's it going? You know, this is Ashwini calling. I just wanted to check on you and see how you're doing with your weekly recommendations that I gave you last week. So it's just keeping on track until they feel they're comfortable doing it themselves.
Right.
So just the first few weeks, you know, they probably need my support more. And then as they start getting used to the lifestyle changes that I recommend, they're on their own.
Yeah. So I know you're also doing some speaking engagements and you're doing some writing, some articles. And what do you enjoy most, I'm trying to say, between the writing and the speaking and the coaching? And what's one of your favorite things to do?
Well, so obviously nutrition counseling, working one-to-one with a client is my favorite things
that's
to do.
Favorite. Yeah.
But I like to speak because I feel that's how I'm going to get my word out there. You know, if I'm doing more of speaking, that's how I can inspire people and motivate people to start taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so speaking is such a powerful, I think, outlet for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even started, and I was mentioning it before this show, that I started doing my own Blog Talk radio shows where I can get my message out to my clients.
Do you have any goals to bring other employees into the business and work with you?
Not as of yet, but in future, yes. In future, I would probably start looking for another dietitian. I'm hoping I'll get busier and start looking for another dietitian. So that's my goal.
And how about future education? Are you always studying and looking to learn more?
Yes, I'm always. So my credentials, I have to keep up with all three credentials. So I have three credentials and I have to keep up with my continuing education, which means I have to keep renewing them every few years and I have to keep reading and keep up with that. And I don't think I want to do another degree. I already have a master's. I don't want to do a PhD now.
Then you might as well become a doctor, right?
So I was like, no, I'm not doing that. But yes, I just have to continue with my credentials, keeping up with credentials. For that, I need to keep reading, keep up with what's new out there, just for that, yeah.
I mentioned to you in the break that I had read a study about that recently came out that scientists are trying to determine whether people are genetically disposed to exercising or not exercising. And I just thought it was an interesting topic because we mentioned that you really have to be disciplined and motivated, and it's a mindset. Mm-hmm. It really is. But I wonder if people are genetically wired to be more complacent or to just feel the need to be moving. What do you think about that?
I mean, I haven't read that article, but I'm open to that discussion as well. It's a very interesting topic. And I feel, like you said, it's the mindset change that needs to happen first for people to start making any change in their life. Change is hard. I mean, nobody wants to change.
Right.
You know, and if I tell them you need to change, they're not going to do it.
Right.
So that's what I feel. It's more of the mindset.
More of the mindset. I was just looking for an excuse for why I'm not out there exercising. Well, I'm genetically wired to not do
not
it.
Exercise.
So
right.
I'm just not going to be able to do it.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. I'm wanting to know also, there are a lot of nutritional coaches and trainers and just people really focused on health and wellness. How do you separate yourself from the rest? What is it that you think you do differently or offer differently from some of the other experts out there?
First of all, I help. My clientele is mostly moms, and I help a lot of moms get to their health and wellness goals. Mm-hmm. And that's how my niche is, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, my
fitting it for them to fit it in with having children.
And I feel I can connect with them right there because that's what sets me apart because I'm a busy mom as well. And
yes.
I can connect with my clients emotionally, mentally, right there. And, you know, once I get that connection and rapport going and all my clients, that's all I need. And that's how most of my clients want to work with me because they need that connection. Yes, she understands me. Yes, she understands what kind of lifestyle I have because she's also doing that same thing. She's a busy mom as well.
Yeah, right.
And that's how I set myself apart. I connect with my clients because I am personally, in my personal life, a busy mom as well.
Yeah.
So that's
Yeah, it's realistic.
It's realistic.
It's realistic.
I mean, I don't tell them to go do it and, you know, go figure it out. Well,
leave the kids at home and
right,
go.
It's not happening. I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had two little babies. If somebody told me, go out, exercise to the Y.
Four hours a day,
every day.
It's
not going to happen. Yeah. What am I going to do with my kids? Well,
yes.
That's not going to happen. So I understand because I was in there. That same position, I still do it every day in my life, so I kind of connect with their lifestyle as well.
Yeah.
So
you mentioned to me that you know, after you had your girls, you were overweight yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you were not happy at that time. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I had two back-to-back kids. I mean, obviously, after pregnancy, I gained weight, and I wanted to, you know, I was not unhappy, frustrated, you know, not taking care of myself. And I wanted to do something about it, but I just didn't have that motivation, you know.
Was that the first time in your life that you were overweight, not
healthy,
not fit?
Right after kids, my pant size changed, my dress size changed, and everything was just changing in my body, and I didn't feel right about it because that was the first time I was trying to, you know, getting used to it.
Right.
And then I was like, no, this is not who I am. I need to start taking care of myself. I know I'm busy mom. I'm a new mom, but I need to set some discipline in my life, you know, so I can be a better mom for my kids and then I can be happier.
Did you find any of the emotional changes that were happening?
Yes. It was more emotional as well. And, you know, all new moms go through emotional changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that too as well. And getting myself ready to just, okay, I need to do something. This is something I need to do for myself, you know. And that was really hard because most moms don't do it. You know, they want to be with their kids and they want to go, you know, don't want to do anything. They're in the safety zone, like what I say.
Well, they are. And then when there's that moment, that free time, you're tired.
You're tired. And then you don't want to do anything, obviously, at that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you focus more on the nutrition, the things that you were eating, or did you start with exercise for changing that?
Well,
those habits?
It's all. I started with the food, and once I started with the food, just watching what I was eating, mm-hmm. and then the exercise part came in. So as my girls got older, obviously I'd never went to a gym when they were younger because it was not possible.
Mm-hmm.
So when I used to do my own exercises at home, and that's why I got certified as a personal trainer. So I know about exercise. I can do my own exercise at home. You know, all you need, you don't need a whole gym at your house to exercise. You can even do body weight exercises at home. And that's basically what I did. And just watching and being more aware of what I'm eating.
Yeah, being aware. Mm-hmm. That's a key thing. You know, mm-hmm. as you said, you can't change your whole life in one day, but
no.
You can make little steps.
Little steps, small steps. Yep.
What do you think it was that allowed you to have the belief in yourself that you could run your own business as opposed to going and working in a hospital?
Wow. Honestly, when I started, I was scared. You know, I was like, you know, like how entrepreneurs feel. I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. There's nobody to support me, you know, versus mm-hmm. employees. You have employees. I didn't have anybody.
Right.
So I felt scared. I felt hesitant to start. But I wanted to be my own boss. You know, that was my motivation. I don't want to go to a hospital or, you know, do a job where I have to report at a certain time and, mm-hmm. you know, follow somebody's orders or take somebody's orders. I wanted to do my own time, set my own hours, set my own rules and my own, that was me. And that's always been me. That's always me. That I am my own leader. And that was it. That's all I needed. But yes, was I scared? Yes, I was scared.
Good. Thank you for admitting that. Yeah. But you learn as you go along.
Yes, it's a learning process.
Yes, it is. We're going to take one last quick break. Sure. And we will be back in the studio with Ashvini Mashru, owner and founder of Wellness Nutrition Concepts.
Hello?
Hi, Kelly. It's Sue. Are you and Joe going to the kids' game after school today?
No, we are stuck in traffic again on our way to the hospital for Joe's IVIG infusion. As usual, we will be at the hospital all day and won't be home in time. This is really becoming a problem with our work and family commitments.
Hey, my friend's son receives his infusions at home with Walgreens. You know, they are not just a retail pharmacy. Walgreens has a national home infusion program. He used to miss school, but now the Walgreens nurses see him at home after school.
Wow! Infusions in the comfort of our own home?
Yes. Walgreens expert infusion nurses and pharmacists are available 24/7 to provide safe, one-on-one clinical support around your schedule. Talk to your doctor and call Walgreens Infusion Services at 877-974-4844 or go to womentowatch.net for complete details.
We will, if we ever get out of this traffic, hearty har har. We can't wait to have these infusions at home with Walgreens. Thanks. Be well.
Are you looking for assistance with your IT demands? Would you like to know that the people you hire have your best interest at heart? InSource is one of the region's most distinguished and fastest-growing technology firms in the Philadelphia area. Their only concern is to deliver your business long-term success to avoid reacting to daily crisis. Recognized as a top employer of IT consultants, they thrive on helping their clients exceed expectations. InSource delivers reliable and effective solutions to the technology needs of both small and large businesses as well as nonprofits, and does so with the goals of your business in mind. With over a decade of recognized success, InSource provides its clients with both IT staffing needs as well as putting highly qualified project teams together. InSource is also a partner of ServiceNow, the fastest growing software company in the country. Contact InSource today at 610-592-0800 or visit their website at insourcenow.com to find the quality help you need.
It's really tough for an everyday investor to find honest, personalized investment advice. Some brokers only push the latest hot stocks, and some financial advisors won't even return your phone call unless your account is worth $500,000. That's where the Mutual Fund Store comes in. It's where you talk with your local advisor, someone you can meet with face-to-face, not somebody wearing a headset 1,000 miles away. And your Mutual Fund Store advisor will work with you to design an investment plan to help you get where you want to be. From day one, our advisors track your funds to make sure they're still right for you. Not everyone in the investment business can say that. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more, visit MutualFundStore.com or call the Mutual Fund Store now in East Norriton and Cherry Hill, 877-239-8330. That's 877-239-8330.
Have you ever wondered about the magic of Paris? Traveled there before? You haven't experienced Paris until you've traveled with us. I'm Chloe Johnson, the owner of CJ Tours. I became hooked on the mystique of all things Parisian after just one visit to the City of Light. CJ Tours, a travel, fashion, and product company, provides an experience unlike any other when it comes to exploring the hidden gems of Paris. We connect you with boutiques off the beaten path. We provide the opportunity to go behind the scenes with some of the most celebrated designers Paris has to offer. You can even purchase one-of-a-kind French pieces as mementos of your trip, or ask us to source that special piece just for you. CJ Tours and our unique products are designed to provide that Parisian je ne sais quoi and allow you to experience Paris like never before. To learn more, contact me at Chloe Johnston at cjshoppingtours.com or simply visit chloejohnston.com for more information.
When you are shopping, do you chuckle at the one-size-fits-all tags? Well, wealth management should not take a one-size-fits-all approach either. Companies offer different products and services for women, and they should. All women are different. Your plan should be as unique and personal as you are. So why are you still following your one-size-fits-all financial advisor? Financial advisor Liz Barker of RBC Wealth Management understands this. Her area of expertise is women in transition and being retirement ready. Call Liz Barker, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management at 484-530-2806. Again, that number is 484-530-2806. Or visit her online at www.lizbarker.com to schedule your complimentary custom wealth management plan today. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back, everyone, to Women to Watch here on WWDB AM 860. My name is Sue Rocco, and I'm in the studio today with Ashvini Mashru. And Ashvini is the owner and founder of Wellness Nutrition Concepts. She is a registered dietitian, a personal trainer, and a certified coach. And there's lots of things that Ashvini does in addition to coaching her clients to eat well and exercise. And I wanted to make sure that we covered all of the different things that you're doing. You mentioned there's a couple of events coming up that you'd like the listeners to know about.
Yes. Yeah, so my events, I have an event coming up in May. On May 19th, I'll be speaking at National Association for Professional Women in Chester County.
Okay.
At the Stella Rosa in Downingtown. So I'll be talking about breakfast and how breakfast to make an efficient breakfast to go breakfast in the morning for busy moms.
Because
moms don't eat breakfast in the morning.
And we don't want to grab cereal bars every day. That's not good.
That's not good. So, I'll be talking about that, giving my tips and tricks for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have another event coming May 21st at the Vertex Fitness Training Studio in Bryn Mawr.
Okay.
I'll be doing a vendor event for them. So you can find me there as well on May 21st. And then I have two other events coming up in June with a meditation Reiki business owner. And I'll be talking to her clients as well, and we'll be talking about nutrition myths. You know, people have myths, and then I'll be separating myths versus facts. And then I'll be doing a cooking class in June as well with another chef on June 7th.
Is this calendar on your website?
It's not on my website, but it'll be posted. So if they download my gift to them, which is a 7 easy steps to a new healthy you, it'll subscribe them to my newsletter, and my newsletter will have all this information about my events coming up for the next few months.
Okay, so that's an ebook, the 7 easy steps.
Yes. So that's the ebook that I designed for my clients that they can download from my website as their gift and as my thank you to them. And it has some tips and tricks to how the why we were mentioning, the why you want to do this for yourself. What's your motivator? So the first half is talking about the why. And then the next half, the next five tips are about how to start. Like, how can you start making those changes and those little tips there as well.
You know, you just mentioned meditation, and that was something I wanted to talk to you about and get your take on it. There's a lot of talk about meditation and mindfulness going on in the country today. And do you meditate? Do you do yoga? What do you do?
For exercise? Well, okay, so tell you the truth, I don't do yoga and meditation. I should, right? But
you don't have time.
Well, I do other exercises. Okay. So I will do, like I said, the body weight exercises. I will go to the gym when I have more stretch of time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'll be doing body weight exercises at home. Meditation is a great way to be more mindful and just get your stress reliever. It's a great stress reliever.
It's a decompressor.
It's a decompressor. Yeah, so if people are more anxious and are not feeling relaxed and taking just medications after medications and antidepressants, I think that's where I refer them to, meditation, relaxation techniques.
Yeah, and you probably have a lot of people to refer to for all these different areas.
Yes.
Yeah, because the meditation I find, I'm not doing it. I am reading a lot about it, and it makes perfect sense to me that it will help you be more focused, right? If you take time to get all the clutter out of your head, you can become more focused. Become more successful in any area of your life.
Yes. So like one of my clients needed that help, and I did refer her out because she was very anxious, very stressed with what was going on with her life. And she was not able to concentrate on her eating as much. So I told her, well, you know what? We need to start working on the other issues first, even before we get to your nutrition and food issues.
Right.
So that's what I usually recommend.
Yeah. Can you talk about the magazine that you write for, which is published by the Professional Women's Business Network?
Yeah, so I do article contributions. It's an About Her magazine, online magazine. I think that comes out every few weeks. I think the next one is coming out May 1st. So I contribute articles to them, and it's an online magazine, and it's free. So anybody can, you know, subscribe to it and get articles. And it's an awesome magazine. Women from different areas, expertise, contribute articles.
Oh, so it's not just a nutrition.
It's not just a nutrition. So there'll be business articles. There'll be nutrition, fitness. There'll be coaching articles, other tips and tricks. So it's beauty articles. So it's a combination of
fashion.
Yeah.
Can you access it at abouthermagazine.com, or do you have to go through the
abouthermagazine.com? There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure PWBN website will also have a link to that.
Probably.
So PWBN.org.
And are you a member of the
Yes.
What is it? The PWBN.
Yes.
There's a lot of networking groups.
A lot of networking groups. So I'm one of the members. Yes.
Yeah. And do you find you? I'm curious, because there are so many groups, and I think women, especially entrepreneurs, they need to network. They need to meet new people and, you know, to get new customers. How much time do you devote to that, to the networking?
Okay. So when I started, I did a lot. I started with a lot of groups, and you kind of just have to see what fits your schedule and what fits your, needs, you know, like where you connect with people and what fits your lifestyle, obviously. I mean, I can't be going, like, for example, I do a regular networking every week, which is the Business Networking International, which is a weekly networking group that meets for lunch. That I do. But in addition, I do other networking. But my goal is to see, obviously, balance my family life and my professional life. And I will see what events I can connect and will be beneficial. And I will sign up for those events. So probably like once or twice during weekday nights. And I will just keep it to that. That's my limit.
I mean, that's important. There's a lot of resources out there for women. in both business and in their personal.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do it all. You can't be a member of everyone. It becomes too expensive.
Too expensive.
And time consuming.
It is time consuming.
Yes.
And then that's why you need to just draw a line somewhere that this is what I'm going to go for. And you know, just have to hope for the best and take it from there. And obviously assessing and adjusting. If it's not working for you, then you have to see why it's not working. And maybe some other group is more beneficial for you.
That's right.
So that's how I learned.
Yeah. What if there's someone listening, a woman who's listening, who's really ready to kind of change her life, what could she do today, you know, before she gets into a full program with you? What's a piece of advice you would give her that she could do today that would make her feel like she's, you know, turning that corner?
Okay. Well, I always, like I tell all my clients, that it's not about changing your whole lifestyle today. Just one change. Make that one change today. So like, even if you eat a fruit today, that's one step towards a goal. You know, like how they say Rome was not built in a day.
Yes,
it took
time.
Right. Baby steps towards your goal. So just one change, even if it takes, like, you don't have time to exercise, just do 5 minutes of walking outside. I'm not saying go for half an hour, 1 hour of strength training, exercise, drive and reach, go somewhere, change your clothes. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have 5 minutes, just take those 5 minutes and do something for yourself for those 5 minutes. Exercise, take time out for yourself. Meditate, read a book, or make a healthy meal. So just one small change.
Can you give maybe one of your favorite recipes? Something that you prepare often that's easy?
So, I like to eat, like we were talking, salmon. And
salmon,
I like to make, that's one of my favorite dinners and lunches. And, I just make that. It's very easy to make.
It's so easy.
And you just have to put in your favorite dressing or your favorite marinade and make it. And you can pair it up with a great salad.
Mm-hmm.
A great salad. I know you were mentioning some olives. But what I do is usually I pair it up with a spinach and strawberry salad.
Mm, yes, I love that.
And bake my salmon, and that's my dinner to go. I mean, I love to eat salmon. I'll eat that later.
Well, I read about it so often. It's one of the superfoods.
It is. Salmon is very high in omega-3s, and it's one of the superfoods. So another, it's a superfood. It provides you great nutrition, and obviously you have to eat in portion control as long
and not
as
add too much
control.
Cheese and nuts and all things that I like
and
to throw
it healthy.
In.
Right, make it healthy.
Ashvini, it was wonderful to have you in here today. It's always great and important to talk about nutrition and exercise and well-being. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
And your contact information real quick for the
listeners.
Sure.
So you can find me on wellnessnutritionconcepts.com.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you
so much. That's it, everyone, for this week of Women to Watch. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, feel free to reach out to my website at womentowatch.net. And that's women2watch.net. Have a great week, everyone.